Hey, Eagle 104.3 fellow Freedom fans here on just north of Clearwater. And let's see, we're west of Ocala, we're southeast of Gainesville, and we're reaching all over the place. I even get people calling me from West Palm Beach sometime because of strange atmospheric conditions. So no matter where you are in Florida, I'm David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show, talking about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're talking to Floridian Greg Pound. You've seen his story in the news. And by the way, let's go ahead and talk about his website. It's rescuemykids.com. Rescuemykids.com. He mentioned another website here, silencechristians.com. Folks, this is an emergency. This is worse than 9/11. I'm telling you, it's worse than 9/11. Do you want to know why? The number of people killed on 9/11 was a severe tragedy. It happens to be equal to the number of children that are murdered in utero. And people are profiting by the in utero infanticide industry. One of those organizations, as we understand it, is Planned Parenthood. We find out through this interview with Greg Pound, they're also profiting from the industry of destroying the American family expressly, and particularly those families that absolutely adhere to the teachings of Jesus Christ and keep their family values in line with a biblical worldview. Danger, 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 folks. This is very, very dangerous. How many children, and Greg may even be able to tell me this, how many children are snatched in Florida every year? I'll tell you, it's about 91,000 per year are killed in utero infanticide industry in Florida. Greg, what are the stats on how many children are taken away from their families in a given year in Florida?
I really can't give that to you. It's just, the number is just unbelievable, especially when people come on vacation. I've got more people from different states who have called me. Once they found the website, they just type it in. And what happens is that, I mean, Florida is known to abduct children. See, this is this state, when you come here, this is a vacation state, and I'm just telling you, they make their money by the people who come here.
Right.
And once you get locked into the system, and once they get your kids, I mean, you'll give everything you've got to get your children. And but there is 600, right now there's approximately about 630 children missing. The DCF has taken these children, and now they're missing from DCF, and they don't know where they're at. So what happens, they're taking children from the parents, and then they're disappearing out of the system. So what happens is that's a major, major problem. Then the problem, news articles constantly, I mean, I get bombardment. I'm actually now been elected to the Juvenile Justice Board for Pinellas County, where I sit in court with the judge in the juvenile court system, the prosecutor, the sheriff, county commissioners, and different people from dealing with what's happening in the juvenile court system in DCF in Pinellas County. And believe me, they hate my guts.
Well, how did that happen?
That happened through the people. I mean, it's an elected office, and I was elected to that office just like running for sheriff is an elected office, and it's not an appointed office, and so it's the people. So what I've chose to do is they've terminated my rights, so I said, okay, well, then I'm going to get in a position of authority. I mean, and then I go over to the people and I tell them what's going on, and then they vote for me. And there's things that if you could see the interviews in the debates that I've been in with the sheriff at like the Tiger Forum. It's a country club here in Clearwater. And that's all, Eric. It's all on the news and so forth. It's an hour debate, and I just expose the corruption. And you know, when you have a sheriff who rips the county off for $400,000. You got a prosecutor by the name of Bernie McCabe who's got allegations of molesting children. The city councilman, John Bryant, was adopting these little girls, and they were molesting the little children. And what he did, the girl just aged out of his home at 18. He got two more little girls, and she moved to Georgia, and she started having emotional problems. They found out what the problem was. They came back here to Florida, and as soon as he got wind of it, he committed suicide. And this is all, you can go to St. Pete Times and just type his name in, city councilman John Bryant. And I mean, these are, and then you have judges, you have prosecutors, you have the Largo Police Department busted for a pedophile ring being run, and this is all in Pinellas County. And so what happens is that we have a major problem, and it comes back to the men. The men in America, God is going to hold responsible for what's going on to our families and to our country. And what happens is they got to get free from the money, and they got to get free from this sexual stuff. They got to come clean, and they got to live clean and pure lives. I mean, if you can't live without, I mean, sex is not love. And if they cannot love their wife and they cannot love children without sex, then they don't know what love is.
That's absolutely right. I'll tell you, I want to commend you. And then, well, let's not commend you. I want to commend the Lord for his intervention. And who knows what kind of courage or whatever thing that the Lord knew that was in you before this catastrophe occurred. If you look back in Scripture and you see what happened to Daniel and his buddies, and you see what happened to Job, and I start to look at different things that I see different people suffer through, you wonder if sometimes it's like, hey, I've got somebody who's willing to be loyal to me and can actually stand. And what's really crazy is we forget, we start looking narcissistically as if from birth to death is all we have to worry about to get our gratification.
Right.
In fact, what we're supposed to be doing is applying a little dedication for rewards rather than to just do what we can to get gratification in near term. So I want to thank you for what you're doing. What's exciting is that you've been elected to this board. Now, folks, just to let you know where you are, you're on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're talking to Greg Pound, whose family has been torn apart by the government because they were accused of being Christian extremists that love God and love their neighbor as herself. Normally, I like to get right to facts and let you make the conclusions, but I just stuck a conclusion in there because if you've been listening to this broadcast, then that's the same conclusion that you would have to come up with. Now, also, what I'm going to do is this video is going to be available on our website, faithfreedoms.org. On faithfreedoms.org, if you missed any part of this, it's critically important that you get in on that website and watch this testimony by Greg Pound. Greg, you were telling us about you got elected to this board. Tell us again what it is, but then tell our listeners about and try to keep it step by step so they get a progression of what's going on here that have brought you into a situation where suddenly, and it reminds me of the guy walking tall, the guy with the big stick who took over this big town. This was in the 1970s, and he ended up taking on this corrupt town. He ended up being elevated to sheriff. They ended up murdering him eventually and his family. Hopefully this is not going to happen here, but you look back on some of these things in history, it seems like you're being put in a position where you're starting to be salt and light in a very important place, and they're starting to come against you with much more vehemently, I guess would be the way to say it. Tell us about your, the committee you're elected to and the things that have happened to you as you've been getting involved this way.
Well, it's actually the juvenile, it's DJJ for the Sixth Circuit of Pinellas County. It's we deal with what's going on with the Department of Children and Family and the juvenile court system. Because what happens is they make more money by incarcerating one child than they do having 10 men incarcerated, federal grant money. So what there is a grab for children, and what they do is these children, in the juvenile court system, nobody has access to the record. The parents can't even find out why you've got their kids. No one can get to the record. I mean, everything is sealed in the juvenile court system. Now, in like Texas, you got a right to a trial by jury. The state of Michigan, you have a right to a trial by jury if they take your kids. And Florida has opted out on that because what happens is the money. So what happens is you have a major problem with corruption, and it's for that greed, that filthy, dirty money. Like when Christ said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
Good word. So what were you elected to again?
The Juvenile Justice Board for Pinellas County.
Juvenile Justice Board. And again, what's your role there?
Okay, my role is actually, I'm an advocate. When I sign in as advocate for families. And so what happens is that if your listeners want to just go to PinellasCounty.com, and you'll see Pinellas County. This is a beautiful, we're right on the Gulf of Mexico. We're just beautiful. You got Clearwater Beach. It's just a beautiful place, but the problem is the corruption. It's like a tropical illusion. It's beautiful, but there's so much corruption here. You come here to visit, you're lucky to get out with your life. And so what happens is I've been elected to their board, representing families, defending the rights of children, and being an advocate. What happens is I sit on this board, and a lot of it deals with federal grant money, literally thousands of dollars that come into this county from the state that comes in through the feds. And so what happens, it has to do with defending children and their rights. And so the people knew that if they put me in that position, that I'm going to be a fighter for families. And that's what they need. There's people on there who are trying to defend families, and these people don't care about our families. They don't care about the kids. They're cold-hearted people who it says because lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow cold. I mean, these are some ruthless people. I mean, I look at them and I see, I have to ask myself, how in the world can these people go home and go to sleep? How can they sleep knowing they know exactly what they're doing, and this is that this corruption is going on, and they won't do a thing about it because they're all got their hands in the pot?
Well, it again reminds me, I've been reading, I read an interview of the guy who ran Treblinka, and I can't remember his name, and it's just as well, but the guy who ran the death camp of Treblinka that some people say never really happened, well, guess what? It did happen. And the guy who he ended up dying in prison, they finally bumped into him. They finally came across the guy. Mm-hmm. And just before, after he was convicted, and they didn't give him the death sentence, but there was a reporter went in and interviewed him. And it was interesting to see a story from the person who went through this whole process, pre-Nazi takeover and everything like that, and what would cause somebody to do the absolutely insane wrong thing. And you know what it was called? It was complacency. It was called getting by. It was called convenience.
Exactly.
I mean, it was literally just enough pay to get by, a little bit of esteem in the community, and you were a murderer, a mass murderer, effectively. And it was because, essentially, this guy understood if he had ever spoken against it, he would have died, no doubt. But, I mean, it's just no conscience, no sense, no knowledge of the creator of the universe, obviously, no firsthand personal relationship, no doubt. Now, okay, there are other offices. What recently you have been...
Well, if I can just make a...
Yeah, go ahead.
You just said right there, if we as a church don't realize, when Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, he says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are soldiers for righteousness. There's a war going on between good and evil, and if we don't see that, if we don't see that battle and see that it's a furious battle, and that's why Satan is working so hard on getting the church caught up in the sin. The one way they've tried to bring me down in the past 5 years of being separated from my wife is they tried to seduce me. They've tried to bring, like Chuck Colson in his book, he talks about how people in politics, they bring in situations where they get people snagged in these sexual affairs or these immoral affairs, and then they use that against them to blackmail them.
Hmm.
And so this is what they do here, is the exact same thing, is that when they have someone see, if I had a history or something, but they've tried through the people that they have working for them, trying to get me caught up in some kind of immoral whatever, because here in Pinellas County, this is what we call a high-profile case. I mean, the whole county's aware of it.
Sure.
I can't go anywhere without someone noticing who I am and so
right.
forth. And because they know that I'm taking a stand. They know that they know the corruption is here. They're seeing it because it's happening. It's out of control what they did to Terry Schiavo. They literally, you can't starve a dog to death, but they starved a woman to death here in Pinellas County. And the corruption is so bad, and it's just, and so that's what I'm doing. I'm enduring hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And I would appreciate you if your listeners would please pray for me, my wife, and our kids that we would be restored. And all I want to do is get out of Florida. I mean, that's what I've been asking. I've been praying and asking the Lord to please put me in the front of the line, get me to the front of the line, Lord, so I can get these prayers, so I can get out of here.
Hey, we're going to be taking a break here shortly. We're talking to Greg Pound, and Greg Pound is fighting a fight that he didn't want. And I've taken on something and being treated like dirt from the courts of supposed justice. You would think that the courts of justice would have some mercy with regard to somebody who's trying to do that which is right or that which is just. But he didn't want this fight. He was minding his own business, going through his life being righteous, or at least targeting, had a benchmark of righteousness that he was pursuing for himself, his wife, and his children. And suddenly the government of Florida has made war against him for the sake of his righteousness. You may not believe it's happening here in America. It's happening here in America. And you're listening to The Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We'll be back with this Faith and Freedom show. We're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, right and wrong. We'll be back.